This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The former administrator for a Copper Center area tribe is pleading guilty to working with an accomplice to embezzle more than $23,000. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports Michelle Dodds of the village of Cluticon was accused of falsifying tribal business records. A tribal board member was indicted last September on similar charges. After 2 years of construction, the Denina Wellness Center in Old Town Kenai held its grand opening with celebrations throughout the weekend. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
On Saturday, members of the Kenaitse Indian tribe filled the beach near the tribe's set net fishery with great music and lots of tasty salmon. The end of 3 days of celebrations following the opening of the new wellness center on Thursday. And we'll get to the details about that new facility a little later, but we brought you here first because this is where the tribe really began to come together as a community some 25 years ago.
It has really unified us and it's been a blessing.
That's Lisa Blizzard. She's the Tribal Council's secretary.
Not only do we feed our families from this net, but we also have our cultural heritage has come back to us and our language has come back to us.
Having that place to call their own, to gather as one community, was something the Kenaitse were missing for many years. They were a landless tribe. The fishery, and now the wellness center, has turned that around.
We became what is called an invisible tribe. For a time, we were invisible. And now this fishery has brought us back together. Our community has really grown, and our people have regained their identity with our tribe, and they have become proud of who they are. And I worked for the tribe for over 20 years, and I've really seen the change.
Fast forward almost a quarter century, and the tribe was finally able to take the next step. In 2011, it received a joint venture award from the federal government's Indian Health Service to operate a healthcare facility. The tribe was on the hook for getting the land and constructing the building, while IHS would provide funding for operation and maintenance for at least 20 years. Last Thursday, the doors finally opened in Old Town Kenai to a packed house. The tribe's executive director, Jaylene Peterson-Nyron, told the crowd it would have taken days to thank every individual who had lent support for the new center over the years.
This facility is built on land that was painstakingly purchased and set aside for many years by the Kenaitse Indian Tribal Council and tribal leadership that came before me. Our elders have asked for this much-needed facility and encouraged tribal leadership for over 40 years. I am blessed to be here at a time when the alignment of council leadership, resources, and an incredible staff have made it possible to move forward in the planning and construction effort that made it possible for us to celebrate this moment.
The 52,000 square foot, two-story building sits on 4 acres in Old Town. It will serve a wide variety of medical, dental, and mental health needs in addition to being a gathering space for the tribe. Agates in the floors were gathered from tribal members from Cook Inlet beaches, and some of the wood in the building was reclaimed from the old Ward's Cove cannery near the Kenai River, and Denina names are used for all areas in the center.
You know, the tribe is much more than a wellness center. It is a people and a government. A government that provides for social services, educational services in the school district, and through our Kuya Kutanin Head Start program. We have a tribal court. We have Yahanan youth programs. We have a Chaka's Elder program. We are here today to celebrate our success, not just here for the Denina Wellness Center, but for all of our staff and all of our tribal members and all of those that we serve.
Back on the beach, Lisa Blizzard was having fun simply celebrating the tribe's accomplishments, growth, and the hard work it took to get here.
We don't celebrate ourselves very often. And this weekend, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have been celebrating ourselves. We are the people, the Kenai River people, the Katnutana. And we're very proud of that, and we're very proud of what we have done. And we thank the community for their support. The community has been very, very supportive. So it's great.
In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.